turn on the light and let them see you.
What do people think they see around the graveyard at night?
Ghosts? Mm-hmm. Spooks or something, you know?
What about a house that people are scared to go in?
A haunted house? Yeah.
Do you ever hear of anything like that around here?
No.
Do you know people who believe they saw ghosts or believed in a haunted house? Or?
No, I don't.
And you tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's not cold, but it's getting
chilly.
And you say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd
rather not.
Okay. And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, what might you say when you saw him?
It's been a long time since I've seen you. Mm-hmm.
And I'm
glad to see you.
Okay. Do you ever say I'm proud to see you?
No.
And you say it wasn't just a little cold this morning. It was
very cold.
Okay. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
How are you doing or how are you feeling?
Mm-hmm. What about if when you're introduced to a stranger?
Oh, something that you say to.
What do you mean?
What would you ask him? Anything you... What would you say?
I don't know. You mean someone just says this is so-and-so?
Mm-hmm.
And just say, how are you, I guess.
Okay. And if someone says something sort of shocking and you kind of resented them saying it, you'd say, why, the very... What of you saying that?
The very... Nerve? Hmm? The very nerve of you saying that?
Or the very...
Idea of you saying that?
Okay. And if some people had been over at your house and they were fixing to leave, you'd say, well, I hope y'all come back.
Again?
And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. What about on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Anything else you'd say besides Merry Christmas? Do you ever hear people say Christmas gift?
Mm-mm. They bring a Christmas gift, but you know.
You never heard it?
No.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And after you bought something, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and
wrapped it?
And when I got home, I
unwrapped it?
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you paid $3 for, you'd be selling it.
A profit?
Or, no, you're...
Oh, something that you paid to...
If you're having to sell it for $1 cheaper than you bought it, you'd be selling it...
At a loss?
And if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you say, well, I like it, but it...
Costs too much?
And on the first of the month, the bill is...
Paid?
When it's time to pay it, you say it's...
Due?
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
Dues.
And if you don't have any money, you can go to the bank and try to...
Take out a loan?
Or try to...
Borrow?
Uh-huh. And you say in the 30s, money was...
Tight?
Or another way of saying that. What's another word for tight?
Scarce?
Mm-hmm. And some places, if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for...
Gee, I never saw anybody give you a present.
You ever hear people talk about land yet? And...
My mother loved it.
So that's the book that you bought me for Christmas, that you...
Gave me?
Okay. And you say you have...
What? Given.
Okay. And... Say she ran down the springboard and
dove.
Okay, and several children have what?
Dove.
Okay, and I was too scared to
dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a
belly buster.
Okay, and say dove in and
swam.
Okay, and several children have
swam.
And children like to
swim.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might.